From Brownsville to Baton Rouge, Port Aransas to New Orleans, the entire Gulf Coast watching as a potential hurricane heads that way. This is the Texas Standard for Thursday, July 11th. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. The latest predictions showing Louisiana is still likely to be hardest hit by what could be Hurricane Barry before it makes landfall. Parts of that state already seeing significant rainfall and flooding. If you had plans to travel that direction, you might reconsider. However, I shouldn't have to remind Texans that weather can change quickly, so all of this is as up-to-date as possible as of late Thursday morning, but it's likely things will have evolved if you are joining us later than that. For now, the Texas Gulf Coast is breathing easier as the storm's path becomes more clear, the state not even looking at this point to get a lot of rain from the system. The National Weather Service office in Corpus Christi still issuing a special weather statement warning of possible rip currents and coastal flooding and telling folks it's a good time to review their preparedness plans. While it might not be Barry that is the next major challenge for the many communities still in Harvey recovery, it's a good reminder that the state needs to be more prepared. For a look at how that's happening in Texas's largest city, we turn to Steve Costello. He's Chief Recovery Officer for the City of Houston. Steve, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to have a conversation.
And we're also joined by Corey Stottlemyre with the City of Houston Office of Emergency Management. Corey, thanks for your time.
Thank you for letting me join in.
First, Corey, what have you heard about the latest outlook on the storm?
Well, right now, we're still waiting for the storm to fully develop. We're seeing most of the projections indicating that it'll land along the Louisiana coast. So while we're still seeing, you know, the progression, it looks like Texas, for the most part, and especially the Houston region, looking like it's out of the zone for the storm impacts. Now, we're still waiting to see that final projection, but it looks like, for the most part, we'll be in the clear.
Steve, how is your office working with Corey's and who else is involved in planning, whether it's for Barry or what could be Barry or for the next big storm?
Well, our office is primarily focused on Harvey recovery. So what we're basically doing is continuing our effort in public assistance, dealing with FEMA to repair our facilities. We're also working with FEMA on some hazard mitigation grant projects for what we call flood damage reduction projects. We do have a number of conversations with the community, you know, asking us what we should be doing because we are the recovery office. And we tell them, you know, just be prepared and do what you normally do during hurricane season, particularly in light of what's happening today.
So from your perspective, Steve, is the city more prepared this time around than it was for Harvey?
So I think in terms of flood damage reduction, we are still at risk, even the way we were pre-Harvey. And that's because the projects that we work on take years to design and develop and then construct. But what we are prepared for is the immediate response. There's been a number of changes to acquisition of high water vehicles in case we need those. We are in the process of developing infrastructure for the underpasses to prevent people from drowning in some of the underpasses. So in some respects, we are well ahead of what we had pre-Harvey, and in other respects, we haven't really made much progress.
Corey, as far as preparing for this storm, again, not as bad as we first anticipated is the current outlook, but what did the city do this time around?
You know, whenever we see a storm starting to develop in the Gulf, we start initially working closely with the National Weather Service to monitor its development. Internally, we work with a lot of our other public safety departments to make sure they have the necessary assets and resources to respond, looking at where we might need to have those assets deployed in the event that a response is needed. And we begin preparing our Emergency Operations Center for activation.
There was talk about clearing some storm drains, perhaps draining some water from Lake Houston. Did the city end up moving forward on those fronts?
So there's a couple of things going on. So right now we have the Public Works Director interfacing with the Coastal Water Authority to have discussions about lowering the lake in advance of the rainfall event. And they usually like to get it closer to the forecast. So I would assume they were probably going to have discussions today. What I'm working on the hazard mitigation grant side is a grant application to design and build new gates to supplement the existing gates at the dam itself to allow for a rapid drawdown of the lake. And so we're anticipating approval from FEMA to start the design and right away in permitting sometime either the end of this month or mid-August.
I guess this might be a question for both of you, but we'll start with Corey. What are you telling citizens right now, and are there areas that you're most concerned about, even with a minor rain event?
What we usually tell residents ahead of a storm event like this, you know, these things can pop up at a moment's notice. Early in the week, we anticipated if it did have a westward shift, it would be a rapid intensification type event, and we would have a short notice for when it would make landfall in this region. So we've been telling residents all week, this is why we encourage you to be ready for hurricane season at a moment's notice. All throughout the season, you need to be prepared. You need to have your plan in place. You need to have your emergency kit prepared. You need to know how you can communicate with your family in the event that a storm does hit. So we've been really hopping on that public notification side, encouraging registration in our Alert Houston emergency notification system. We've had a lot of great advancements in that system over the years. We have a grant that we were able to purchase a partnership with Everbridge. So those targeted alerts can now be sent directly to specific areas. Before it was just an email service. Now we can geo-target them, send them directly to residents via cell phone, text, phone call, email.
Steve, in the long term, are there areas that you're concerned about?
Well, I remind everybody when I'm out publicly speaking that irregardless of whether we're in hurricane season or not, or even in rainy season during the spring and fall, the problem that we have is that our community is subject to flooding from three sources. If you live on the coast, it's coastal surge. If you live near the bayou, it's the overflow from the bayou, what we call riverine flooding. But the third source is actually urban flooding. And I tell everybody to be mindful where they live and where they're traveling, because we have parts of the city where the infrastructure is inadequate. A very heavy rainfall event could cause flooding immediately, flash flooding. And so we remind them to be mindful where they're traveling, to understand what watersheds they live in, and to be prepared for any type of flooding, whether it's from a tropical storm event or even from just a normal heavy thunderstorm.
You know, Houstonians have gotten pretty used to this drill. You know, even yesterday when we were looking at what this storm could be, things have looked like they've lessened for as far as the Houston impact. It's important to talk about preparedness, but you also always worry about the boy who cried wolf effect. What's the message this time around, and how are you balancing that, Corey?
Well, we've had, at the same time we've been preparing for this potential development, we've had a lot of warm weather. We've had some heat advisories go out. So we've been trying to balance out the different types of alerts our office has been sharing with the community. You know, we're always weary of amping things up too much because, as you mentioned, we don't want to get into a white noise, crying wolf type situation. So it's really trying to stress a weather aware, don't be on edge. Be prepared and alert.
Steve, if you've got a kind of a long-term advice or projection for Houstonians, what would that be?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. I've been in the stormwater management field for 40-plus years, and usually what happens when we have a flooding event, it only impacts a small part of the community, and then over time, the community just gets back to normal and they just kind of forget about a storm event. Mm-hmm. Harvey sort of changed that dynamic when it impacted the entire community. And we continue to have discussions with concerned citizens. It's good now that everybody's concerned about flooding and wanting to have more investment in stormwater improvement. So on the long term, that's what we are. The discussions we're having with everybody is the county's doing more work in terms of flood control improvements. The city's investing more in our infrastructure. So that's a good thing long term.
Well, I suppose the message is it might not be Barry, but the next named storm could be who knows when.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Steve Costello is Chief Recovery Officer for the City of Houston. Steve, thank you again.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And Corey Stottlemyer is with the City of Houston's Office of Emergency Management. Corey, thank you.
Thank you.